Irwin, sister. Elmshaven, Sanitarium, California, February 22, 1905. Dear Sister Irwin, you have been so faithful in writing to me, I will write you a few lines. I am pleased with your letters and the letters coming from Brother and Sister Cress, for I am deeply interested in you all and the work in which you all are interested and are acting a part. If we meet with some disappointments and heartaches, we need not be surprised. I have reason for gratitude to God that my life has been spared to see two more sanitariums established in Southern California. One at San Diego, a beautiful location, and after obtaining a full supply of water, the very best, pure and soft as silk. We have reason to praise God. I have had the evidence that this would be if we would work by faith. The digging was commenced, and the curbing was placed 80 feet down. Then a reservoir 10 feet across was created to retain all the water possible. The house is furnished, painted, calcimined, and all done except bathrooms were fitted up and water closets in the building. The bath preparations must go out of the building. We all knew from the first that this change must be made. But so many were seeking the privileges of the sanitarium that we had to say, come. But the steam from the bathrooms as they are located are not wholesome in the rooms. That change must be made. The house is now, I think, every room taken and another house hired is for the accommodation of the nurses and the helpers. Wonderful cures have been wrought. The senators and judges and members of parliament have been the guests and patients. Now this does me good, for I have worked so earnestly to secure the building. Had to hire $3,000 at 7% interest, but we hired money for less as soon as possible. Sister Gottsian and I clasped hands over my writing table that we would be responsible for the purchase of that grand building for $5,000. Thank the Lord, we say praise His holy name. I will praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God. I was the first patient. I worked so hard in various places, in speaking in tents and in chapels, that I gave myself no sufficient favor, and speaking to hundreds and over again, standing in ill-ventilated tents and meeting houses, the sickness came upon me. And I was much afflicted. Have not fully recovered, but work in night hours every night or morning while others are sleeping. I have oft times in the night awakened with deep, earnest impressions, and then no more sleep for me. For weeks it has been at 1 o'clock. I build my fires in the fireplace and then go to my writing. I have saddening things presented and the most blessed things of the future. The Lord will take means oft to humble and prove us. Never is there more gracious love than when our Savior takes His own means to save us from greater trials, to humble us, to prove us, bringing us out of ourselves, our likings, our ways, our methods, and presents His yoke. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29, 30. Praise the Lord! I know what this means, and I will follow the footsteps of my Redeemer, and I will walk in His footsteps. Only believe, only trust, is as if spoken to me, and I am at rest. Well, I think I have written about all you will care to read. Our mail now is closing, and I must get this into the hands of Maggie just as it is. I must send it without copying. Your sister in Christ.